The Client is the third movie in the last year, adapted from a novel by former defense attorney John Grisham. It follows The Firm and The Pelican Brief. Critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
The TV ads for The Client tell us that a child has witnessed a murder, which is pretty shoddy because it's a blatant lie. It's not what the boy saw, it's what he heard that counts. Young Mark Sway is the kid who knows too much, specifically about the activities of a gangster named Barry the Blade. The FBI wants Mark to tell all so they can put the blade away, but there are two complications. Mark, who lives in a trailer in Memphis with his dim bulb mother, for the first time in his life possesses a marketable commodity, one he can't afford to sell cheap. Also, as lawman Tommy Lee Jones explains, kids always lie to adults. He doesn't mention that's because adults, like him, always lie to kids. Luckily, Mark finds himself a good lawyer, Reggie Love, played by Susan Sarandon, who's so wide-eyed she squints to register surprise. She's just the sort of person the FBI's good old boys would underestimate, but the way she tells off the fellas is the stuff of defense lawyers' fantasies.
Kid has a bruise on his left cheekbone. We found a spot of blood on Clifford's ring. Not his type.
Well, let me guess. Mark Sway's blood type.
That's right.
And how did you obtain Mark Sway's blood type?
From his brother's hospital admission records.
And how did you obtain his brother's confidential hospital records?
Well, look here now, Miss.
No, you look here. If you get anywhere near my client again without my permission, I'm going to sue you and the FBI for civil rights violations. I'm going to file an ethics complaint with the state bars in Louisiana and Tennessee, and I'm going to haul your ass into court.
It's remarkable how easily you slide into sympathy with Reggie and her surrogate son as they stonewall the feds, even though it does mean they're keeping a killer on the street. As Mark, Brad Renfro, in his first screen role, is one of that new breed of non-hammy child actors. He's very good, as is Sarandon, who has the smart and vulnerable thing down. You also sympathize with him because all the nominal good guy cops are played by actors who are often cast as sleazebags. Tommy Lee Jones, Anthony Heal, J.T. Walsh, William Sanderson, and Will Patton. The movie of The Firm caught hell for screwing around with the plot. Not a good idea when 60 gajillion people have read the book. The movie of The Client rips scenes and dialogue from John Grisham's bestseller, but does a better job than the book of manipulating basic information, usually by withholding it longer. It's more or less the same story told more efficiently, for one thing because the movie doesn't keep repeating itself the way the book does. It also combines a couple of characters to give us a lot more Tommy Lee Jones, which is never a bad idea, and it makes Reggie younger and more explicitly maternal. The show starts fast with a terrific scene in the woods where Mark learns that guilty secret. It's oddly reminiscent of the graveyard business at the top of Great Expectations. But by the end, the story deteriorates into action better suited to Nancy Drew than our smart lawyer and her client. Mark and Reggie scurry over a transom, hoping the bad guys won't look up. Maybe that opening scene is really too good, because it makes the client peak way early. Nothing in the summation is as forceful as that opening statement.
Kevin Whitehead is an arts critic based in Brooklyn. He also reviews jazz for Fresh Air.